Barrow residents gathered this week for a meeting with representatives from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The federal agency is on the North Slope taking comment about the changes being proposed to the Migratory Bird Subsistence Harvest Regulations for spring and summer 2009. Proposed restrictions ranging from no hunting within 1 mile of roadways to closures of subsistence hunts if the regional director deemed it necessary were presented. KBRW's Janelle Everett has the story from Barrow.
Of particular concern to the agency is the low number of Steller's eiders, most of which nest on the North Slope near Barrow. Every member of the public who spoke at the meeting opposed the regulations. The concerns range from which birds are illegal to what would trigger a hunting closure, also the consequences for incidental bird harvest, and the lack of respect shown to hunters by members of the agency's law enforcement unit. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta commented on that lack of respect.
If this is not handled right, this has a big potential for problems of major proportions. Confrontational, life and death. The law enforcement wing's actions have been aggressive, and they've created a great deal of stress to the point where some people don't want to hunt, because they are feeling that they're just being harassed or being disrespected.
Last summer, two eider ducks were found dead near Barrow, which caused concern for the agency, which is tasked with protecting the species. The director of the Borough Wildlife Management Department, Takluk Hepa, told the agency representatives the ducks were probably killed out of frustration at the tactics used by Fish and Wildlife law enforcement agents.
Our people were very concerned about what happened last summer, very concerned about Steller's eiders. We are very hurt when we seen the pictures and were notified that Steller's eiders were shot and left. That's not the way our people hunt. This was not a subsistence doing. Somebody was out there who was frustrated, or somebody didn't know what they were doing. They got scared, or they left them there on purpose to make a point.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing the changes in an effort to increase the number of eiders that survive each year. 81-year-old Warren Matumiak says the culprit is not humans, but other animals eating duck eggs and goslings before they can fly.
It is the seagulls. They're getting so many, and you guys protected them. And killing off the bird's nest, they eat off first the eggs, and when they hatch and they go in the water, they go around and start eating them again. And this is what I know, this is what I've seen.
Some members of the public question why hunters are not allowed to kill seagulls, foxes, and jaegers in a program similar to the state's Predator Wolf Control Program. Members of the public also asked the agency to fulfill the promise of government-to-government meetings and include local native organizations when drafting proposed changes to hunting regulations that affect their members. Larry Bell, Assistant Regional Director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Office of External Affairs, says the agency hopes for better communications with the local organizations.
We probably do need to get better at talking to some of the individual tribes. That's also part of why we're also going on this trip to Wainwright Point Lay, Point Hope, to give them a chance to let us hear their concerns, which we don't always do. So I do hope they'll get better. You know, we certainly want them to be good. We want to have good relationships with them and recognize that people on the ground are very key to the solutions.
Depending on the amount of time it takes to complete the process, the proposed changes may or may not take effect this year. Bell says because of the change in leadership at the White House, the review process has been slow. A 30-day public comment period will begin once all comments have been taken. Reporting from Barrow, I'm Janelle Everett.